guys, and welcome to the very first edition of the Archery Geek Outdoors podcast. In this first edition, all I'm going to do is introduce myself to you, tell me a little about who I am, what I do, and why I want to start this podcast and hopefully keep it going. Now, before we go any further, I will apologise just in case this thing rambles on and spins off at a tangent, because having watched all the tutorials and read up as much as I can on how to record a podcast, one of the most important things they say is get yourself some type of script, even if it's only bullet points of what you want to say. But being a typical impatient bloke, the one thing I couldn't do was come up with a script. So I've decided to wing it and let's see how we go. See if I can keep your interest going through this first episode, or whether I'll lose you rather quickly. Right, first things first, better introduce myself to you. I'm Richard, I'm a 49-year-old chubster from the West Midlands in the UK, and I rediscovered a love of archery towards the back end of 2014, after nearly a 20-year break from shooting a bow. I contacted a few local target clubs, and with every last one of them, I just missed their beginner's course and was going to have to wait another 12 months before I could do one. So I was just mooching around on YouTube, came across 3D archery, did a quick Google search for 3D archery in my area, and came up with my local club, Paget Divisi. Went down, saw them, and found the most amazingly friendly and welcoming bunch of folks I have ever met. Where I'd initially thought I was going to be doing target archery, you know, indoors in the winter, outdoors in the summer, what they actually do is shoot outdoors all year in the woodland. Now, as I've said, I'd always been a chubster, carried a fair bit of extra weight, always been more in love with food than I ever was with exercise. But in carrying out this hobby of the 3D archery, I discovered I was getting a lot more active and really getting to enjoy being in the outdoors all year round. While I was enjoying my shooting and loving what I was doing, as a lot of folks do, as I got more and more into it, I was geeking out some, hence the geek part of the podcast title, and spending a lot of time when I wasn't shooting on YouTube looking for videos on 3D archery, archery in general, and just how to improve what I was doing. And while I was doing this, I came across several channels for bow hunters, the likes of Hushin, Tex Grebner, the Bowmars, Cameron Haynes, and the thing that struck me about these guys was they weren't just archers, these guys were athletes. They were so physically fit and in shape for what they did, and it kind of got me interested in looking at my own fitness. I mean, I knew my cardio fitness wasn't amazing. I'm 6 foot and fairly strong bloke, but up towards 18 stone, and my cardio fitness wasn't brilliant. So I started watching more of these fitness videos that these guys were doing, and they were not just strength and cardio training, but it also got into nutrition as well, and the importance of nutrition to their fitness regimes. Now, no, you don't have to be fit, and you don't have to be a super athlete to be a good archer, but you're never going to be a worse archer because you're in shape. And this really started to get me interested as to, well, I'm outdoors, I'm getting more exercise, it doesn't feel like I'm doing exercise, but let me start going on this journey now where I want to lose the weight, I want to up my fitness levels, I want to improve my strength, my cardio fitness, I want to eat better to improve my quality of life and make me a better archer. Now, I had in the past tried various clean eating things, you know, trying to improve my eating, trying to do fitness. I joined a gym a couple of times and noticed fairly quickly my cardio fitness did improve, but I'd always fallen off the wagon with it. I'd given up on the fitness, given up on the clean, you know, the healthier eating, And there I was again, shoving fast food down my face, not getting any exercise. So I decided it really was time to do something about it. Now, what doesn't help is my day job. I work as an office admin in a garage, so 9 hours a day I'm stuck behind a desk, slouched over a computer, getting bugger all exercise. So this seemed to be the perfect motivator to start getting myself in shape, which is where we come to the podcast. While I was going down this rabbit hole on YouTube videos looking into this, I also started listening to podcasts, and I found some real good ones out there, not only on archery but on health, nutrition and fitness. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to have a go at doing a podcast. The reason I want to do this podcast is so I can chart what I'm doing, hopefully keep myself disciplined enough, and if you guys want to interact, so I can learn from you. So when I come to talking about my shooting, if there's things I'm doing wrong in my shooting, you can contact me and say, look, try this, you may find it better. Same with what I'm doing exercise wise and nutritionally. There's a lot of folks out there that know so much about these things, and this is the joy, one of the joys of the digital age. The digital age has a lot of downsides, but one of the upsides is there's so much information out there available. And again, one of the downsides is there too much? Are you looking at reputable sources? So what I'm hoping is I put out there what I'm doing, how I'm hopefully improving my strength, my cardio, fitness and eating better. If you guys can see things I'm doing wrong or things I could improve, you know, get me into a better place, you'll share them with me. Things I can discuss on the podcasts. Now what I'm hoping to do is either weekly or fortnightly episodes. How well I'll stick to that, I don't know. You know, they say about the best laid plans of mice and men. But do these episodes looking at how I'm doing with my shooting, how I'm developing and improving my archery, looking at what I'm eating, breaking it down, going farther down the nutritional rabbit hole, and look at what I'm doing exercise wise just to try and get that cardio up. Now my biggest downfall health and fitness wise is I am a smoker. I've smoked since I was 17, and to be honest I really enjoy a cigarette. However, we know smoking is incredibly bad for you, so I am going to have to look at certainly massively cutting down the cigarettes and then eventually packing it up altogether. Because no matter what I do exercise wise, I'm never going to exercise my way around smoking and a poor diet. And as I said, I'm hoping recording this podcast is going to keep me disciplined enough to keep me on track and on focus. You never know, it may all go completely pee-tong. I may fall horrendously off the wagon, end up an absolutely awful archer and weighing 30 stone. I seriously hope I don't. What I'd like to do is trim myself down. I mean, I don't know exactly what I weigh. I'm not into weighing myself. I'm somewhere around the 17.5-18 stone mark, I think, and I'm just a tad over 6 foot tall. What I am doing though is monitoring my waist size and things like that. I mean, I know at my largest I was taking just over a 42 inch waist in trousers. I'm nowhere, I'm too small for a 40 inch, too big for a 38 inch, so the weight is coming off slowly. But it's one of those things where I'm not trying to change everything at once. I'm taking one step at a time. Oh, there we go. There's the rambling off I was talking about. Off at a tangent. I'd better try and get back on track with this, hadn't I? So, the purpose of this podcast is to give me some kind of reference so I can look back and see how I'm doing with my shooting, how I'm developing as an archer. Allow me to track what's happening with my health and fitness and my diet, and for you guys to see what works for me, what doesn't work for me, and hopefully for me to pick up some information, tips and tricks off you guys as to how I can improve my archery, improve my health, improve my fitness. Like I say, the biggest one is going to be firstly reducing the cigarette. I mean, at the moment I smoke 20-25 a day, reducing those down and eventually giving them up. Now, before you say just cut them off, I haven't got the willpower, I don't think, to just cut them off. And I honestly enjoy a cigarette too much. This is going to be the most difficult part of this journey for me. But I'd love it if you'd join me on my journey. You know, a bit of moral support would be fantastic for me. Of course, I've tried this before, never managed it. I'm doing better at the moment than I've done before, so I'm going to keep this recorded. As I said, I'm hopefully going to post every 2 weeks or every month, more if I can manage it, fit it round work. But it's going to be my record, my sharing with you what I'm doing, and like I say, hopefully picking up some tips and tricks from you guys on how to improve what I'm doing, how to make myself a better archer, a fitter, a healthier person. And the fitness and health is good, you know, it'll leverage into all aspects of my life. It'll make me better at my job. As I said, I'm an admin in an office and I sit down 9 hours a day. It can be a little soul destroying at times, but hopefully, I found before when I was doing a lot of cardio work a few years ago, as my cardio fitness went up, I was mentally so much better off, a lot more alert, I'd got more energy, I could concentrate and focus better. So we'll see where this goes. Anyway, thanks for listening to this brief, I say brief, 12 and a half minutes, fairly brief. I'd like to get the episodes a little longer than that, but thanks for listening, guys. I do hope you'll subscribe, let me know what you think, and like I say, if I fall off the wagon and end up a shit shot and with a huge amount of blubber on me, you can all have a good laugh. And you know what? If I get to where I want to get, I'll say a big thank you to everybody that's helped. So guys, I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.